police say a 15-year-old female student shot and killed a teacher and a classmate at a small private school in Madison Monday before turning the gun on herself. It's Tuesday, December 17th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, we'll have the latest information about that shooting. Five other students and a teacher were also injured. Plus, AT&T plans to discontinue its traditional landline telephone service in Wisconsin. What does that mean for people who still use those services? Stay with us.
Be fully awake to your day with Wisconsin Today.
Hi, I'm Rob Ferret.
I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
Wisconsin Today is a great chance to bring people around the state together and realize we kind of all share the same neighborhood, even though we don't see each other.
And also, attending to the news of the day in our state through that lens and understanding the world around us, that's really what I love about Wisconsin Today. Wisconsin Today, weekday mornings at 9 on WPR News.
Police have identified the student who shot multiple people at a private school in Madison as 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow. As Sarah Lear reports, police say Rupnow fatally shot another student and a teacher. Six others were also injured.
Police say Rupnow died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says officers entered Abundant Life Christian School on Monday morning within 4 minutes of receiving a 911 call from a second grader.
Don't let that soak in for a minute. A second grade student called 911. At 10:57 a.m. to report a shooting at school.
Officers believe the shooting took place inside a mixed-grade study hall. Police have recovered a handgun from the scene, but Barnes says it's not yet clear how the shooter got the gun or what her motive was. Investigators searched Rupnow's Madison home on Monday, and Barnes says her family has been cooperative. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The town of Greenbush in Sheboygan County recently decided not to repair its broken tornado warning siren. According to John Hallbach, the chair of the town board, the repair costs were too steep. The board also believed that cell phone alerts, TV news, and weather radio took care of the town's weather warning needs. Katie Rusinellos is the public information officer for Wisconsin Emergency Management. She says there's no requirement for municipalities to have outdoor warning sirens.
So it's pretty much up to each county or municipality to maintain them and to keep them, or if they want to get one, it's up to each of them. It's nothing mandated by us on it.
According to the National Weather Service, there were 45 tornadoes in Wisconsin this year, causing one injury. Sheboygan County has not seen a tornado since 2018. AT&T says it plans to discontinue its traditional landline telephone service in Wisconsin by the end of 2029. The company is phasing out those copper lines that run into homes and businesses to provide phone service because of reliability concerns. AT&T has introduced a new phone service that works like a landline but connects using wireless networks or broadband. Barry Orton is a retired telecommunications professor at UW-Madison.
There are some people in every state, particularly in rural areas, that don't have another alternative because there's still no good cell service and certainly no good internet service.
Federal data show 15% of Wisconsin households still had landlines as of 2022. Just 3% of Wisconsin adults used only landline phones. And finally, two people in southeastern Wisconsin had to be rescued after falling through the ice over the weekend. As Evan Casey explains, the recent fluctuation in temperature can be dangerous for ice fishers or hobbyists.
Jacob Holzclaw is with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. He says ice thickness can vary due to the recent rise and fall in temperatures.
You might have ice that can support you in one area, and just a few feet away, that ice could be paper thin.
He also says it's important to never assume a lake or pond is frozen just because the ice looks thick.
You know, whether it's a small body of water or large body of water, don't assume one way or the other that, you know, maybe one's going to freeze over before the other.
Holzclaw says people should check the ice conditions with a local fishing club before they go out. An auger or ice pick can also help determine how thick the ice is. The state DNR doesn't offer recommended ice thickness levels for certain activities. The state of Minnesota says ice should be at least 4 inches thick for walking or ice fishing. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Quick check of weather across the state before we let you go. It's going to be mostly cloudy and windy today. High temperatures in the 20s and 30s. Overnight tonight, we could see a little bit of snow, especially in the southwestern portion of the state, but we're looking at maybe only an inch right now. Thanks so much for being with us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang, Denine Smith, and John Davis. You can always find us online at WPR.org, and you can always send us an email with your feedback at newscasts@WPR.org. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.